PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hey there, it's Mark Baratelli, editor of thedailycity.com. Thank you so much for joining me. Let's get on with the local news. Rollins College has a self-guided campus tour highlighting memorabilia from Mr. Rogers, aka Fred Rogers. He went to Rollins when he wasn't dead. If you want to see his original shoes and sweater and some historic papers of his, but don't want to feel like a creeper slurking up and down the sidewalks of a college campus, you can take the virtual tour, which we stole from their website and put on our website. Won't you be my neighbor? The Waffle Double Down Chicken Sandwich from KFC is launching soon, but only in Canada. It comes with maple aioli sauce, two chicken breasts acting as buns, and a Belgian waffle in the center acting as food. According to KFC Canada's chief marketing officer, Samantha Redman, this is their answer to customers asking for chicken and waffles. How about just offering chicken and waffles? No plans have been announced to bring the beast to the U.S., so local Orlando restaurants, you know what to do. Get it on your menu now. I guarantee you'll have locals who want it. The Burger Bros will dare each other to eat four of them all at once and a gallon of water to wash it down and die, and the Instagram hags will shit their mom jeans counting all the likes their story gets. The Seacoast Bank at 925 South Orlando Avenue in Winter Park has been demolished to make way for a 2,700-square-foot PDQ sandwich chicken-based sandwich fast food restaurant sandwich. PDQ's menu includes chicken tenders, nuggets, sandwiches, and salads, very much in the vein of Chick-fil-A. Their chicken is steroid and hormone-free, like your mom. They also serve milkshakes and cookies. No expected opening date has been announced, but I hope to Christ Chick-fil-A is shaking in their gay-hating boots. Late this year, the team behind Domu Restaurant at East End Market is opening Chibi, a quick casual version of Domu in East Orlando at Waterford Lakes Town Center, right next door to Fresh Kitchen. Chibi, which means little in Japanese, will still feature key items such as house-made noodles and broth for their ramen, but sold in a cheaper, quicker fashion. Guests will not have chairs, but will instead stand/lean at ledges around the space. The dishes and silverware will all be disposable. Guests will order from kiosks. Combined, these features will bring the feel of a modern-day Japanese ramen shop to Orlando, according to the Domu team. The Daily City's architecture department says they envision the interior will be like the size and shape of Wally's Bar in Mills 50, but without smoke and with food. The Daily City team asked for renderings of the interior, but Domu said it was too early in the process and they did not have them. The Daily City team offered to do their renderings for them and they just laughed in our faces. We were serious. And finally, let the mass gentrification of Paramore begin. Some developer will snap up this package listed for sale of 53 Paramore residential properties for $6.7 million offered by Cowherd Realty and Development. These developers will kick out the renters, which currently bring in $40,000 a month, demolish the single-family residences, duplexes, triplexes, vacant lots, and the 1 8-unit apartment building that make up the 53 residential properties package, and load the land up with townhouses. White people living in Paramore. It's awful. And it's coming. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at The Daily City or go to thedailycity.com. That's where you can also get dates and times of our famous Food Truck Bazaar special events. They bring together the very best food trucks in Orlando and help grow the Central Florida food truck scene. And remember, Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.